Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's...
Greetings, and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this beautiful cold, I believe we have in most of the world today. Snow and ice all over the place, and this is that time of the year for that. So welcome again to this cold day, beautiful day. We thank Allah for it as we bring to you another good show today and discussion from Imam Shaheen Shabazz. Well, today's discussion will be according to Black History Month. Real history is not Black history. True history is spiritual history. So, people, Black people of America, stop focusing on this month as American History Month for yourself. And realize that history began with Black people thousands of years ago. And also realize that for 400 years, when we as Black people were brought to America, we were slaves, and we were brought here to build this country for white people. And white America cut Black Americans off from their true history and gave Black Americans a history that is not the history of Black people, and made up a history to divide and conquer Black America, to be their slaves forever. So Black America, stop thinking that you are free and slavery is over, because real slavery is mental slavery. And in order for you, Black America, to be free, you must be re-educated with your true history. Thank you for joining us again this Sunday morning. As you can see, we have a beautiful, beautiful discussion for you from Imam Shaheen Shabazz. And without further delay, I will give you Imam Shaheen Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I just want to greet the listening audience and the greetings of peace from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He is peace. One of his attributes or qualities is as-salam, the peace. So we know all peace comes from the Creator. Attuning our will always with his will, then we can have peace. Only. So we start off with prayer from this one Creator, Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose fortune is not rare, and who go not astray. Amen. Yes, Yes, our beloved audience, I wanted to start off by saying that I heard someone say, I mentioned something about inhaling the future and exhaling the past. And I thought that was very interesting because what we as a people, black people of America, so-called black people of America, we have inherited or inhaled all of the slavery habits today from slavery, and we haven't exhaled those bad habits. So, therefore, we're still in slavery psychologically, a member. And so I just want to go into that with you because, you know, in order to come out of slavery, black people of America, you have to understand, if you want to come out of slavery, that we still are not united as a people. Any time a people is delivered from slavery, slavery is not physical. Any time a people is truly delivered from slavery, they are delivered mentally, spiritually, psychologically, in their thinking. But today, after 400 years of slavery, we see that most black people in America they think it's individuals, and they refuse to unite and help each other to rise up out of the bad conditions that we're in as a people, killing each other, hating ourselves, loving all of the human race, white people, or whatever you want to call them, Jews or Indians, whatever. We don't like ourselves. We hate ourselves as a people. One sister told me one time, this is so pitiful, and this is something I can remember when I was a little boy, and I'm in my 60s now, middle. But black people holding grudges against each other. What about forgiveness? And what I said was that we need, if we want to come out of slavery as a people, it's not for a month. You just want to come out of slavery for a month, this month? What about the other 11 months? You want to go back into slavery? That's exactly what most African Americans are going to do. They're going to talk about slavery this month and all the achievements of those who came before us, like Malcolm X, Man Wap D. Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and others, Elijah Muhammad, many others, Noble Drew Ali. They're going to talk about all these great people who gave their lives, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, and that's all they're going to do. But most blacks today are not going to connect themselves with that struggle of those people who gave their lives for us to even be this far, where we got a woman of color, the president of these white United States of America, and had a black ex-slave president, President Obama, for the first time. We never thought would happen in these United States of America. It's people that died and gave their blood for that to happen. But the blacks today, no matter what they call themselves, Christians, Jews, whatever, in America, black Americans, most of them, they're sitting back, and what they're doing is they're thinking that, you know, they're waiting on the white man, you know, to free them. They want white people to free them from their social conditions. I'm going to use that first. Well, even social conditions are getting better for black people. I was talking this morning. We see things changing. we get money. We got the stimulus checks, and we got a new president, a good man, and you know, a good vice president. So things are changing for us socially as the black people. We got a lot of black millionaires now, more than we ever had in this country. Some billionaires. But look at our condition as a people. How can you, as a black man or woman, how can you feel so good about yourself and look around you and see all of your people, the majority of your people, suffering and catching hell? Even the money you accumulate, it can't do you no good. You can't be respected. I remember when Oprah Winfrey went over to somewhere in England or somewhere over there, and she wanted to buy a purse, if I'm not mistaken. I stand to be corrected. And the people told her, say, we know that you know who you are, or that you're famous, we know you're rich, but we still reserve the right not to serve our black people in our store. And say, Oprah, she just couldn't deal with that, so somebody say, or some people say, she just got the purse and ran with it. I don't know about that, but my point is this. She got a rude awakening that just because black people obtain money, that ain't going to free you from the slave thinking that you got, where you hate yourself and you love expensive white people. And one of the biggest things about slavery, why black people can't overcome the psychological effects of slavery, is that black people are divided. The biggest key to keeping the people in slavery is to divide their thinking, divide them against one another, make the older people think they're better than the younger people. Make the younger people think that they are inferior to the older people. Put the light skin against the black, the dark skin. You see? Put the woman against the man. Put the children against the parents. All of these things was did to us over 400 years ago, and we see the effects of them today. Worse than we ever seen. They're not going away by themselves. If you want slavery to go away, you got to change your thinking. And most black people in particular in America talking about Black Lives Matter, and you even got others that saying Black Lives Matter. And I really got more respect for other people who are saying Black Lives Matter, like white people and other Spanish and other people, than I do black people. I know black people, most of them, they are hypocrites when they say Black Lives Matter and then they are divided. They don't want to help their black brother. They don't want to help their black sister. They don't want to help other black people to develop businesses in our own community so we can hire our people and create jobs in our own community. Like other ethnic groups come here have already done and been doing. And we've been here for over 400 years. And we ain't hardly got no businesses nowhere in Washington, D.C. area, where I stayed a little while. Big area up there, rich people. You ain't hardly got no black business. You can go around this country the same way. So, you know, black people, you're the reason. Stop blaming white people. That's over. You're the blame. If you remain in the bad condition you're in, where you got all of these black gangs and stuff going around killing and selling dope to black people, killing up blacks in the community like crazy, you're the blame. You're to blame. We have what's called a free will. And we don't have no chains on our legs or our hands. We have psychological shackles in our brain. And until we investigate slavery, over 400 years ago? Until we go back, that's the biggest thing with black people right there that keeps them in slavery. I was talking to somebody this morning. They don't like to read. They used to have a saying, if you want, you know, to hide something from a black man or woman, just put it in a book. Be there for 1,000 years. Black people as a whole in this country do not like to read. And they don't even know why they don't like to read. How are you going to learn anything if you don't read? How are you going to learn anything, I repeat, if you don't read? The first revelation that was revealed to the last and the greatest of the prophets and messengers of the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, the first revelation was Iqra. Iqra. That word in Arabic means read. So the first thing the Creator created us to do as a human, as human beings, was to think and read. You can't read if you don't think. And if you're thinking the wrong way, if you're thinking with lies and truth mixed together, you can't think. That'll kill your ability to know what's right and what's wrong. That's the slavery right there. The white South America over 400 years ago, white slave masters, the owners, they took all our past history away from us, which was Islamic history. Most of the continent of Africa is Muslim countries. Most of the 100 million slaves that were brought to America over 400 years ago were Muslim. A few were Christians and others, but about 65% of them, they were Muslim. And when they were brought here, the first thing that the white slave masters did was divide the families. Yeah, they divided the families. And they put the woman in charge. And all they used the black man was for like a horse to breed, you know, to get more children for slaves. For slave labor. We still got that going on today. You know what the plantation is today? They're prison. Nothing but slave labor in prison. They don't make nothing. Some of them make about $1 a day, $2 a day, and they make products that make the white man and the Jews millions and trillions and billions of dollars every day. So listen. We're dealing with the psychology today. We're dealing with the psychology. And another thing, the reason we're speaking on black history, because this is the month that you want to celebrate black history. So why should I be talking about anything more than black history this month? No. I'm talking about black history. You want to know about black history? Then go do your study. There's some DVDs out called Hidden Color. I don't know if any of y'all got those DVDs. Very, very, some of the best DVDs you can get to teach you about the true slavery of black people, not only in America, but all around the world for centuries, for thousands of years. So we ain't just been put in slavery 400 years ago, here in America. We've been put in slavery for thousands of years, black people. But today is a new day. You have an opportunity today to come out of slavery. But you got to want to come out of slavery. See, we have, again, I say a will. Will means what you want to do. And most black people show every day. They don't want to help each other. They don't want to show love to each other. They want everybody else to love them. They want to win the love of everybody else, especially white people. So they can never be free. And as long as you don't have self-respect, you can try to love everybody else you want. They ain't going to love you back because you don't respect yourself. And when you don't respect yourself, you don't respect the God, the creator, inside of you Who gave you spiritual life? That's where self-respect comes from. God consciousness. Being conscious of Almighty God in you. Then you can respect yourself, and you can respect me, and you can respect others. But most black people don't have no more God conscious in America. They done traded, the real God, spiritual God inside of them, for white gods. Most black people of America worship white people as their God. I'm going to tell it to you like it is. You don't have to believe it, but you live in it. And as long as you live it, even though we got a good president now and a woman of color as in the government here to help us, but you got to have they can't free you from slavery. They can give you money to help you, like I said, socially and help your social condition, but they can't help your spiritual conditions and mental conditions. You got to do that. Black people, you got to free yourself. And you got to free yourself as individuals. You got to stop waiting on some leader to come along and free you. It ain't going to happen. The Creator created you to free yourself. And how do you free yourself? Stop thinking that you're in control. Stop thinking that you're free to do what you want to do. You're free to do right. And to show you the proof of that, when you do wrong, you do things that's going to cause destruction on you and cut your life out, your life short. So if you want your life to be extended on this earth and to have a good life and a long life, live a good life. Allah, the Creator, said in the Holy Quran, his final revelation, he said he keeps the good people around here for the good of mankind. And he said that he takes the bad people away like he did Donald Trump. He took them out of the White House. And another thing I used to say, why do they call it the White House when black people built the country and built Washington, D.C.? Why couldn't it be called the Black White House? If black people built this country, no, everything is white. And we need to speak on this. You can call it racism if you want to. This ain't no racism. This is the truth. This man, Donald Trump, a president, he murdered, he essentially incited those people. He encouraged those people to go up there in this government, the powerful government in the world, and kill people, and they won't even convict him for that. He's a murderer. Not only of five people. When he was in office, he was killing millions of people, still is with that COVID diseases out here. And guess what? It just so happened that the disease killed more people of color than it do light-skinned people or white people, so-called white people or pale-skinned people. Why is that? You got to think, black people, there's a conspiracy to destroy all people of color on the planet Earth, and it's been that way for thousands of years. And it's going to stay that way because we have an arch enemy, people, and this enemy ain't just the enemy of black people or white, so-called white people. This enemy is the enemy of all human beings. And this enemy is called self-pride. Some of y'all probably thought I was going to say the devil. Or Satan. We used to have a saying coming up, and it still holds true in the Holy Quran with the Creator, that our worst enemy is ourselves. So you'll never be free long as you're following your will. You can talk the truth all you want. You can speak the truth all you want to speak. But until you actually is living by the moral laws of the Creator, you would never be free as a human being, let alone black, so-called black. So freedom is in obeying the natural, moral, good laws the Creator created in the heavens and the earth to protect us from destroying ourselves. So if you want to be free, there's not. So listen, black people, again, before I stop. If you want to be free and you want to celebrate, history that you, the historical achievements that black people have, been successful by the creator doing in the world, in the sciences, the arts and stuff, you got to go back in the beginning. Because black people did that thousands of years ago before the Europeans or so-called whites even knew that the world wasn't flat. You see? And you here following people who done miseducated you, and you want to follow them, and look at what their leader did. They're murderers. Most of them are murderers. Most so-called white people are murderers. Most so-called white people are robbers and thieves. Everything we've had and done, achieved here as black people in America, so-called white, they have took it. They didn't even want to give us the right as a civilian. They wanted us to stay just a nigger, a slave. And all of y'all who want civil rights, if you're black, that's a pitiful state you're in. I have never accepted civil rights, no other right in this country but human rights. I'm a human being just like this. In fact, like Malcolm X said, he said, what is it just to be like white people? What are they to be like? Look at their history. It's a history of murdering, robbing, and killing people all over the world, taking what they got, the wealth they got. Huh? You want to be like people like that? And if you study the history of the great prophets and messengers and black people of the world over in the East, you'll find that those were the people that was the people bringing the blessings and the mercy and the grace of Almighty God to the world to save the world from self-destruction. So at this time, I pause just for a moment.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Kibar, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. As you can see, Imam Shahid Kibar is coming on strong to us today with his discussion on real history is not black history. True history is spiritual history. And I pray all of us are receiving and enjoying the information that you're getting from Imam Shahid Kibar and the fact these are true facts that he's preaching to you. To let you know that you have been deceived or lies about yourself. And you need to do some research. You need to study history. You need to study for yourself and learn the truth. But you have to get in with spiritual knowledge first. Your creator. And you have to go from there back into history, thousands of years back, to find out your true history and how you can be celebrating, be grateful for your true history. If you don't celebrate 1 month. 1 month. What could African Americans have been in 1 month, people? No, your history spans over thousands of years. You're the one who thought what? The majority of the people being who they are and where they are, being developed into cultural and civilization. You, African Americans, are responsible for that. You built the other nation. That's your history. Don't limit yourself. Don't allow people to tell you about yourself. Learn for yourself who you are and what you do in your life, in history. What your forefathers did. Learn for yourself, people, your own black history. And don't accept others tell you. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast on Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. today's expression again is real history is not black history. True history is spiritual history. Yet, we began from the Creator. He's responsible for all that we've done here, for allowing us and blessing us and giving us the mind to do it and the will to do it. So, people, don't allow someone to see you about 1 month. No, you're deserving more than 1 month. You're deserving of thousands of years. And now I give to you again, Shaheed Shabbat.
Thank you. Yes, this is something that I had wanted to share with you people that I had here to create a reveal to me. Again, I want to go over this. As the sister was saying, the number one weapon used by the white slave owner over 400 years in this country, black people, to keep us in slavery, and they have been successful, was divide and conquer. But black people, you can change this if you stop thinking as individuals and start thinking as one mind, one people, one mind. This is how you overcome self-hatred, black America, and stop trying to win the love of so-called white people. That's your biggest problem. You want white people to be pleased with you, and you ain't even pleased with yourself. So I want to read something from the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Almighty Allah, to you also in this talk. It's not going to be very long, but it's very, very necessary. And definitely for all people, but black people, but all people. Okay? The Creator say for people, you hear people, this country, this country, when they first established it over 400 years ago, they said, what, one nation under God? Well, look at it. Is it one nation under God? What God are they talking about? Look on the money that they worship. And what face do you see on there with one nation under God? White face. So they're telling you we're one nation under white people. We're the God. And anybody that come here, you might as well come here prepared to worship us. White people, we the God. Now, I said that, and now I'm going to say this. From the word of Almighty Allah, for this is lame. Almighty Allah say for you people who say you got faith. You see? See, faith is not just merely a word. Faith is an action word. If you have faith in the Creator, it will show in your action. And if you have faith in the Creator, that means that you don't trust yourself or trust anyone else. You only trust your Creator. So the Creator, Allah, he say in his final revelation, he say faith is not just a matter of words, talking. He said if you got true faith, you must realize his divine presence and goodness at all times. And he said when you do this, the scale falls from your eyes, meaning that you forget everything else because you realize he's the only reality. And then he said all the falsities and the fleeting nature of this present material world, it ceases. It don't save you no more because you see the last day of judgment as if though it were today. And you also see the working of Allah in his world, and you also see his working in us, in you. Allah said you also see his angels in your everyday life experience. And you also see his messengers and his truth in your everyday life. So his truth is no longer far from you, but come within your everyday life experience. Most people act like that, you know, they're already in paradise. They act like they place more emphasis, most people in this world, they place most emphasis on death than they do life. I've always looked at this right here coming up as a little boy in this country. Do you know when they having a funeral of somebody dead? Now, that person that is dead now, they'll stop cars and pull over to the side, you know, and on the other side, it be clear, they don't really have to stop because going to the funeral process, they can still keep going, but they got more respect, they got respect for death. They don't, most people have, especially in America, look at what they did, that insurrection. This bear witness is what I'm saying. They, most people, especially white people, and pale-skinned people like Arabs and Jews, like people like that, they got more respect for death than they do life. Most people got most respect for death than they do life. You know why? Because most people follow their own will. And Almighty God, Allah, say, all good come from Him, the Creator, and all bad come from ourselves. So when you love yourself, you love an evil, and you love to do evil. That's all you can do is evil when you love yourself, because the Creator said all evil come from us as human beings. And He said we didn't become a living soul, and we didn't have no life until He put His life, eternal life in us by putting His spirit when He created us in the mother, our mother's womb. And after He brought us out, He said He put some of His spirit in our heart, and we became a living soul. But most people think they was born the day their body was born. Listen, I'm going to give you a surprise. You are not born until your spirit is born. If you're walking around here and your spirit's really dead, you don't recognize that you got a Creator that you got the answer to on a day called resurrection and judgment. And after your judgment, you're going to be sentenced by the Creator to go to a place called heaven, which is all good, or a place called hell, which is all bad, and you will burn. You will burn in the fire of hell forever. And people, you may take this lightly now, but I just got through reading not too long ago in the word of the Creator and the Quran. He say when you on that day of judgment, you disbelievers, and you see that fire, you going to have a horror in you you never known in this world before when you see where you're going to have to go. So this ain't no game. Life ain't no game. Life ain't for sport and play. Life got a serious purpose. And the purpose of life is to do what? It's to test our faith to see who would be best in their conduct so that they can earn their real life after they die physically in the eternal kingdom of the Creator in the hereafter, in this heaven. So people, you know, all this here, and I want to go back to a point, because I have to compact this, it's not long. Our African-American sister told me, this is how bad black people are against each other. I was talking about Black History Month. The sister said she's a Muslim. She said there was another Muslim sister that they had a misunderstanding. We're supposed to forgive each other, the Creator said. We're supposed to overlook each other's fault. She said the sister held a grudge against her. She tried to make up with her. She held a grudge against her till she died. Now, that shows you how deep we hate ourselves, other people, black people of America. And I seen that growing up as a child. And I'm in my 60s. Most black people hold grudges against each other until they actually died. They did not make up. So, you know, stop blaming white people for you being enslaved, we're to say, black people. And recognize that you are yourself. Keeping yourself in slavery by not studying your true history before you were brought to America. Learn who you was before you came to America and follow that history, that true history, that Islamic history. And understand, people, that the only book that can give you the whole truth to free you from the lies that was put in all the other scriptures and books of Allah, our Almighty God, is the Holy Quran. So I encourage all of you, if you don't know about the Holy Quran, learn that the Holy Quran is the final revelations that your Creator and my Creator and the Creator of everything in the heavens and the earth, He revealed so that we could have the last opportunity to free ourselves from the slavery of our own carnal and evil desires and the evils of this world. I'm going to say again, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
asalam.
You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab. And his discussion today, in accordance with Black History Month, is real history is not black history. True history is spiritual history, people. And he's trying to let you know that black history, for us in America, is a black lie. We've always been told things about ourselves and given information that is not true. And they're not giving the truth about our history. They're not letting us know because they have a fear. They let us know that they will lose them. They won't have a fight that they have the slave to them anymore.
I'll bring it to you.
Learn who you are. Know who you are. Listen to those who tell you the truth about yourself. Study for yourself and study your history and learn the beautiful people that you are, because you are the one who have been to develop civilization thousands of years again, as I said. You develop a true civilization of the world for other people. And yet, you're here looking to other people to tell you about yourself. And they have no knowledge of you, and they not to have they want to give to you, because they don't want you to know the truth there. But fear you might separate from them and try to get the combination of people who will do for stuff. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, you see, culture, it's a combination of people to do for stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean to go out and get the land of your own and separate. No, it means to care about yourself and yourself. Each and one care for the other one, right here, wherever you are. And then you are a nation of people caring for self as other people do. We want to thank you for joining us as we bring to you this information on Black History today, Imam Shahid Shabab. And as usual, he's doing a beautiful, beautiful discussion for you. The information that you didn't know, the best information, the truth to you. And we thank you for it. And now we will give you back to Imam Shahid Shabazz to continue this discussion. Your history is not black history. True history is spiritual history. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. In our getting ready to conclude this program, we just want to say to all the people now in religion, they say they have faith. They say they've been believing in Almighty God all their life. They say that they fear to go to hell. They say they believe in heaven and hell. But yet you look at their life and you see that things that the Creator say don't do, they do those things. And the things the Creator say do, they take what they want to do. The Creator say do, the things He say do they don't want to take, they leave alone. They get an attitude with you. If you remind them of what the Creator say do, but yet they say that they believe in Almighty God. Let me say this. It doesn't matter who you are, what race, so-called, you ain't the one human race. Until you forget that you ain't even existed, until you realize that nothing exists what you can see. Start with yourself. Look in the mirror. You think that's you you're looking at? Look at the world. You think the sky, what you're looking up there is real? Look all around you at everything. You think the things you see is real? If you do, you have been deceived. The only reality is the one that created all of these things, you and everything else. And he not only created you, but he gives you guidance. He sustains you every day. I don't know not a one of you listening or nobody who's not listening to this program that woke themselves up this morning if they woke up this morning. Because a whole lot of people went to bed last night. They didn't wake up this morning. And it could have been you. And it might be you tonight. So you need to take faith serious. You need to stop playing with faith. You need to stop thinking that you can have faith and do wrong at the same time. Because the creator of the heavens and the earth say those who confuse their faith with their wrongdoing, he say he's not guiding them. They're completely on the path to hell. They're on the wrong path. You see, there's a section that the Christians say in their Bible that most of them don't follow. Say, seek ye the kingdom of God first and all his righteousness and all other things shall be added unto you. That's like they ain't never even said that, the majority of them. They seeking the things of the world, material things, money, sexual appetite and desires, carnal desires. And then they saying, God bless me with this. You see them with things on their cars. I've been blessed. Just because they got material things. I've been blessed just because of something that they have obtained in this unreal world. Almighty God, say, Allah says for us, he said, while we have a little time now on earth, he said, now, while we got this little time he gave us on earth, he said, now is the time for work and spiritual profit. Listen again. Work and spiritual profit. Most people think they're profiting when they get money. Most people think they're profiting when they are, you know, just doing things to give them pleasure. You're not. Almighty God, Allah, say in his last revelations to everybody on the earth, every human being, hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, do and only find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. What is the remembrance of Allah? Remembrance of your creator means that at all times you recognize that even though you don't see your creator, he see you. And recognize that at all times your creator knows what's in your heart. And you can try to deceive people, but you can never deceive him. He knows what you feel before you even know. He knows what you think. And he knows your intention behind all that you do. And he said he's going to raise you up, all people, on the day of resurrection and judgment based on your intentions in this world. So, people, you best get your intentions right, because he says it's going to be a one person out of every 1,000 person he's going to judge on the day of judgment going to hell, simply because not that they didn't do good and prayed and fast and done all the things people supposed to do, he said, doing religion, true religion. He said, ain't that? He said, what's going to keep them out of hell is they done all of those good things not to please him. They done it so that people would recognize them and call out their name, say, so-and-so, man, they really got saved. They built a masjid. They gave $1 million. Oh, man, I tell you, boy, that person is something else. I mean, boy, just praising people when all praise is due to the creator. We say, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to the creator, Allah. And we say, all good come from who? Allah. So why are you going to praise a person for any good? And Allah also says, when you reject the truth that he's sending you through people like me and the sisters and other prophets and other messengers, he said, when you reject the truth they bring you, he said, you're not rejecting them. You're rejecting his truth. And he said, when you do that, he's not going to guide you. He said, he's going to leave you on the path you've chosen and laying you in hell. So this is serious business. And I'm talking serious business. And I hope it goes right down to the core of your heart. And so you'll know that today could be your last day on earth. And the question I want you to ask yourself, all of you, are you going to be prepared to meet your Creator at the day of resurrection and judgment? Are you going to be prepared? You only get one chance while you're on earth. This is preparation time. After you die, it's over. Allah, the Creator, say you're going to heaven or hell. So if you say you want to go to heaven, you can't get to heaven by talking. You can't get to heaven by doing what you want to do and doing what the Creator say. You ain't no God. You got to forget about you. When you serve an almighty God, it ain't no you no more. It's just the reality of your Creator. And that's so important. And, boy, that's so profound and so unfortunate that most people don't realize and don't try to realize that everything in this world, including ourselves, is nothing but an illusion. And that the only reality is the Creator who created us and everything in the world. And when you connect with Him, then you're connecting with real life. Then you can become free of your own enslavement and enslavement of this evil world. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah, my brother's teaching strong, and you are listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'll be mad at you, Shabbat. Excuse me, I do have a little congestion here, a little allergy, cough, and I'm trying to clear my throat. So if you'll excuse me, all right, so I'm
going to
try to get a little something
in
my throat.
That's all right, sister. You're doing fine. Take your time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, our brother is teaching strong today, and he's bringing me the truth. Clear up all these lies that you've been deceived with, and let you know where to go, your source that you go to. Yes, he spent a Quran. He spent the words of the Creator. He gives you guidance and tells you the truth about yourself in the Quran. His book, that's the most important information that you go to first before you go anywhere else to find out what man is saying about anything. And you know, and you have to know how to decipher the truth when you're reading these books that men are writing. You have to know something about yourself, about who you are, where you're from, and your history. You think, Imam Shahid Shabbat, you think about the blessing that you said, you can clarify all of this. Help us to know our real selves, our true selves, and not to keep everything that's been given to us from the society that we live in. The one thing for giving to us to keep us in the dark and learn much about ourselves. And not given to us to keep us aware of who we are because of the fear that if we know ourselves, then we're going to be able to do for ourselves what we did for them and others and help them to develop their community. And they don't want to see us separate. Because we know how they want to do their work and do it for them, like they have. So people, learn who you are, know who you are, study the history, study the real history, as Imam Shahid Shabbat said, and study spiritual history, Black history. But when you study Black history, know what to look for, the information to look for, and study Black history. And now again, Imam Shahid,
thank you. We don't have that much time, but with the time that we do have, I will say that there is no creator but one. There is no God but one God. There's no human race but one human race. There's no black people. There's no white people. There's no Chinese. All these names that you hear like that, that is only to divide the human race. The creator, you will not find in any of his revelations, black people, white people, Chinese, red people, none of that stuff. You will find human beings. And then even in all of the revelations, you won't find human beings until you read where he say he created man and woman out of the clay of the earth. And he say he didn't, Adam and Eve, after he created them out of the clay of the earth, they didn't become living souls until he put some of the spirit into the human being, and then his spirit made us become what? Living souls. Remember, your life is as a living soul. So your history begins as a living soul. And your history ends, if you wanted to, as a living soul. Or if you reject your spiritual life inside of you and you accept the Father, your carnal flesh desires, you ain't never lived. You spiritually, you dead already. And when you die and you're resurrected, you're going to be dead, spiritually dead, dead. So don't think that you're going to enjoy this world and make it your paradise. And then after you die, you say, if it's another paradise, I'm going to get that too. Oh, you're sadly mistaken. If you get all your pleasures here and enjoy all the things here, let me say this before we go too. Almighty God, Allah, say to the Muslim first, because we're supposed to take it to other people. We're obligated. Allah say to the Muslims, read the Holy Quran, his final revelation for all people. Do we study the Quran and we know what he says is true and what he says falsehood, and then we go out and try to teach his message to other people, and we forget to practice obeying his message ourselves. He said, do you not understand? He's just letting the Muslim know all that do that, that you're a hypocrite, and he know you, and he ain't going to guide you to no way but the way of hell, because you lead people astray from Allah. You're not calling people to Allah. A lot of you Muslims might not like what I said. That's why I love it. You don't like it, I love it. You know why? Because it's the truth. And it just exposed you as a hypocrite who really don't love Allah, don't love the truth. You love yourself. And you only claim the truth so that you can try to use it to mislead other people away from the truth of Almighty Allah. And Allah said, for you, that's the grievous penalty in the hellfire forever. So, sister, I know we probably don't have much more time. If you want to just ask. Huh?
1 minute.
So what now?
We have 1 minute.
Well, with that 1 minute, we're going to say, people, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to say that there is no God but one God. We're going to say with God's name, Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful, we ask Almighty God to help us to wake up to his reality in our life, begin to recognize that this world and our life here is not the end, that when we die, there will be a resurrection and judgment day, and we will have to answer whether we lived a good life here or we lived an evil life here. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's my pleasure. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast. Now, Shaheed Shabazz, which comes to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock. GM Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and listen again next Sunday, same time. And you have a wonderful week today. I feel like that.